Of heart and body extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and body extract.
Would you like to preserve your property for your family? Are you tired of the government intruding in every aspect of your life? Freedom Bound International is a common law private membership organization dedicated to the preservation of personal freedom, privacy rights, and the Declaration of Independence. As a member of Freedom Bound International, you'll have access to products and services that will help show you how to preserve your property, lawfully avoid paying income tax, social security, and property taxes, and protect your privacy from government intrusion. Call 888-385-FREE or log on to www.freedomradio.com. US for books, tapes, and seminars that will absolutely show you how to take control of your assets and your life. Take your life and your freedom back today. Call toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 1-888-385-3733 or log on to www.freedomradio.us.
Coming to you from across two hemispheres, in support of the universal principles of truth, justice, and the eternal struggle for freedom for all people, this is the Global Freedom Report. You can be a part of the show in the U.S. and Canada by calling toll-free 888-747-1968. That's 888-747-1968 or internationally at 001-208-935-0094. Or join us now in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com.
Welcome to another edition of the Global Freedom Report. Freedom means freedom to follow your conscience, freedom from government control. Each of you has the right to live your life as you see fit without damaging anyone else's right to do the same. That's the birthright of all people everywhere. I'm your host, Brent Johnson. This show is about truth, justice, and liberty. We'll also show you practical ways to live free in today's surveillance society and give you a good picture of how the globalist cancer is infecting the world and what you can do to stop it. Coming up on today's show, we'll speak with writer and legal commentator Horace Cooper about the upcoming election, the judicial activism of the Supreme Court, and the demise of the rule of law in America and what, if anything, can be done about it. Also, we'll be joined by John Rowland to discuss voter ID laws, the slew of proposed laws designed to ensure that unqualified voters do not cast ballots may actually be unconstitutional. If that is the case, how are we to ensure fair and accurate elections? Plus, joining us with his weekly freedom commentary, we will hear from Dr. Ron Paul, the Patriot Congressman. We'll take a trip back to a time when men of character fought a revolution to establish independence in a look at the Declaration. We'll bring you another invaluable lesson in liberty where you learn really useful things they never taught you in public school. And we will embark on our weekly journey into the dirty world of mind control and behavioral manipulation on Propaganda 101. That's all coming up on today's show. You can join us right now in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. You can also call toll-free from anywhere in the United States and Canada and go on the air live at 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968. If you are located outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is a toll call, but because of that, we'll make sure you get on the air as fast as anybody, ahead of anybody else online. That number is 001-208-935-0094. And make sure you let us know if you are calling from outside the U.S. and Canada. We'd like to welcome our shortwave listeners and on WWCR.
prisoner, rise and answer my question.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, it's a little dark in here, ain't it, Clink, now that you've busted the light?
Where are you?
I'm right in front of you.
Now, where have you hidden the wax figurine of the Kaiser?
I've got no bloody idea what you did with your wax figurine, and I don't care.
You are the prisoner.
That's right, and as such, I expect some answers out of you. Now, where did you put my stash of freeze-dried food?
We ate it.
You ate it?
It was quite good.
I'm sure it was. I'll have you know that was freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy. That food rehydrates faster, stores longer, is nutritionally superior to, and tastes better than any other long-term storage food available. Now, let me out of here.
If you could get us some more, perhaps we could negotiate.
Yeah, perhaps I'll just confiscate your keys, Klaus, and let myself out the front door.
But wait!
I'm busy. Get your own supply of delicious long-term storable food by dialing 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a pure trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
All right, I'm back. All right, sorry about that, folks. A little bit of technical difficulties here. It's been so long. I was saying that I hope you enjoyed Jim Trafficking on the air last week. He really kicks up a storm. I hope you all enjoyed the storm that he kicks up. Our question for your consideration today, what would have to happen for a third-party candidate to become elected president of the United States? 888-747-1968. Now it's time for Patriot Network News. And as a special feature today, since the big news is the Hurricane Superstorm Sandy that hit the East Coast this past week, rather than read you stories about it, we have brought on none other than our longtime correspondent, Nina Owens. Nina, hi there. Welcome to the Global Freedom Report. How are you, Nina?
Oh, we're doing all right. We muddled through it, and we got our power back. We fared a lot better than most people did here on the East Coast, and I feel blessed for that. But I'll tell you, I am praying for all these people in New York and in New Jersey who are just suffering greatly.
Well, give us something of an overview, if you can, as to Hurricane Sandy and, you know, the actual impact and the after effects. What can you tell us?
Well, the worst part of the storm hit on Monday, where I was at. The winds, I've never seen anything like this. I've lived here on the East Coast for 60 years, and I've been through a lot of hurricanes. This was absolutely relentless. I could say absolutely that I was scared during this. And the people that live along the coastline, I can't imagine how anybody would have stayed there and not evacuated. But during the storm, I kept monitoring the weather websites and the satellite, and I'm watching the storm grow and grow and grow, and I've never seen anything like it. I also went to the HARP website. I went to geoengineering websites. My thought is this was a geoengineered storm of some sort, because I've never seen anything like it. Off the coast of Africa, there was another weather system spinning, and it was actually pulling off of Sandy. You can go back in the archives of NOAA and actually see this, and it was just absolutely stunning. And as I said, right where I'm at in eastern Pennsylvania, it wasn't that bad. We had a lot of trees down, and as I said, high, heavy wind, and it went for hours and hours and hours, and I just can't imagine with the people in New York City that were in those high-rise apartments what it was like for them. It's absolutely devastating.
Do we have any idea? Do we have any idea how many people are out of power? I know they're out of power in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey, in New York. I would imagine parts of Connecticut. I don't know about Massachusetts or Washington. Do we have any idea of the numbers at this point?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. the height of the outages, it was around 7 million people. They're down to around 2 million people. They're slowly getting it back in New York. I think it was the Lower East Side finally came back today. But places like Staten Island, Coney Island, the people in those two places especially, this looks like another Katrina, the Ninth Ward in Katrina in New Orleans. They are just, nobody's coming to help these people. It's gotten to the point where the people those areas are taking it onto themselves to take care of themselves because nobody seems to be coming there. You know, I've been listening to the local radio stations. I've been monitoring this all week, and I listen to the people call in, and they are absolutely desperate in some of these places and wonder, where the hell is FEMA? Where the heck is this and that? It's just absolute chaos up there right now.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. As I understand, every one of the subway systems in New York, the tunnels were flooded, that also the passenger car tunnels were flooded, Lincoln, the Holland, the Queens Midtown, that they're all flooded, that the subways are out indefinitely because the salt water has screwed up all of the electronics and the electrical circuits. And can you shed any light on that? Do they have any kind? Do they have buses back in New York
yes,
at all?
Yes, they do. The buses are back. About 80% of the subway is back. During the height of the storm, they had every tunnel and roadway closed in and out of Manhattan in the New York area. The only one that wasn't open was the Lincoln Tunnel. The Battery Tunnel is still totally flooded. Con Edison is trying to get the electric up, and they just tried to turn some on, and the effect of the salt water actually started explosions in New York. This is within the last hour, and it's blowing up all the manhole covers, so they're having a real hard time getting things back. It is so bad up there for the people that ran out of food. They're actually dumpster diving for rotten food. I mean, this is bad. I've heard about that,
and they've also started gas rationing in New Jersey, in 12 counties in New Jersey. This is only a very brief report from you, and we really appreciate that, but I hope to have you back maybe next week to talk in greater length about what people can do to address these kinds of situations before they occur. Nina, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. We really, really do appreciate it.
And pray for everybody in those hard-hit areas, please.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Nina Owen. She'll be back with us again probably next week to discuss more on this issue. Believe it or not, there actually is other news going on, and it's quite important. A grim report issued by Defense Minister Anatoly Sedyukov in Moscow states that all Russian nuclear forces and airborne troops have been ordered by President Putin to extend their full combat alert status put into place by former President Medvedev last November to counter NATO's missile defense system. I told you this is what was going to happen. Putin issued this extraordinary order after overseeing Russia's most comprehensive test of its nuclear weapons since the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991. Included in the order was the immediate deployment of Russia's much-feared Pantsir S-400 missile and artillery system, as well as advanced radio equipment to the southern border regions of the motherland neighboring Turkey and Iran. The Pantsir S-400 is a next-generation anti-aircraft weapon system capable of firing three different types of missile. The system was designed to intercept and destroy jamming planes, radar planes, reconnaissance aircraft, strategic carriers, cruise missiles, and medium-range ballistic missiles, and was previously scheduled to be deployed by the end of this year. In a shocking move immediately preceding this grim order, Putin notified the illegitimate Obama regime on October 10th that Russia would no longer participate in the Nunn-Lugar Cooperative Threat Reduction Partnership with the fascist police states of America when the present agreement expires next June. Fueling Putin's anger at the FPSA was evidence uncovered during this past week's massive security sweep of the Northern Caucasus by Russian military and police forces that destroyed 90 militant bases and killed at least 49 terrorists, showing them linked to CIA-backed al-Qaeda terror groups. Not being told to the American people about al-Qaeda is that it was financed by the CIA during the Cold War when it gave the terror group over $3 billion when it was led by the infamous spy Osama bin Laden. And after his meeting with then FPSA National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski in 1979. Even worse, the American people have still not been told that the CIA-backed al-Qaeda terror groups are behind the destruction and chaos in Libya and Syria, where they are being used by Western powers to undermine those regimes for the purpose of remaking the entire Middle East. A shocking claim verified by retired General Wesley Clark during an interview on March 2, 2007, during which he stated that 10 days after the events of September 11, 2001, orders were given by the Pentagon to destroy Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, and at least five other Middle Eastern nations. The reason behind the FPSA grave provocation of Russia by funding the CIA-backed al-Qaeda terror groups is an attempt to embroil the motherland in conflict to prevent Russian military forces from responding to the planned attack and invasion of Iran and other such Middle Eastern adventures. According to Russian intelligence reports on the upcoming FPSA-NATO cyber war drill called Cyber Coalition, due to begin within a couple of weeks, the motherland is also set to be targeted by the FPSA with massive hacker attacks under the guise of Western powers protecting themselves from similar type attacks. Even though both Russia and China remain in their highest alert statuses while the FPSA and NATO continue their fascist plan to incite global war, the masses of Western peoples remain oblivious to the coming storm about to engulf the entire world. Russia, nuclear forces on high attack. And if that isn't enough, South Korean activists floated balloons carrying tens of thousands of anti-Pyongyang leaflets into North Korea, eluding thug cops who had disrupted an earlier launch attempt because of threats from North Korea. North Korea's military warned that it would strike if South Korean activists carried through with their plan to fly balloons carrying propaganda leaflets across the border. South Korea pledged to retaliate if it was attacked. South Korean thug cops, citing security concerns, sent hundreds of copies to seal off hundreds of cops to seal off roads and prevent activists and other people from gathering at an announced launch site near the border. Residents in the area were also asked to evacuate to underground facilities, according to local official Kim Jin-ah. Later, some of the activists, mostly North Korean defectors, moved to another site near the border and that was not guarded by thug cops and carried out the launch of the balloons. South Korea's defense ministry said it was closely monitoring North Korea's military movements, but there were no suspicious activities. Before taking action, the South Korean government implored activists to stop their campaign, but cited freedom of speech in not making further attempts to intervene. So, we have Russia, nuclear forces on high alert. We have North Korea ready to attack South Korea and South Korea ready to retaliate. We have the fascist police states of America inciting war with Iran. We even have discussions about further war activities with Iraq. Boy, oh boy, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. Boy, oh boy, we're in a lot of trouble. Of course, the big news this week is the elections. And when we come back, we're going to visit with a political and legal commentator to discuss, among other things, the upcoming U.S. presidential elections. What would have to happen for a third-party candidate to become elected president of the United States? 888-747-1968. This is the Global Freedom Report. We'll be right back.
Rise and answer my question.
Oh, crap. Yeah, it's a little dark in here, ain't it, Clink, now that you busted the light?
Where are you?
I'm right in front of you.
Now, where have you hidden the Vax figurine of the Kaiser?
I've got no bloody idea what you did with your Vax figurine, and I don't care.
You are the prisoner!
That's right, and as such, I expect some answers out of you. Now, where did you put my stash of freeze-dried food?
We ate it.
You ate it?
It was quite good.
I'm sure it was. I'll have you know that was freeze-dried food from the freeze-dry guy. That food rehydrates faster, stores longer, is nutritionally superior to, and tastes better than any other long-term storage food available. Now, let me out of here.
If you could get us some more, perhaps we could negotiate.
Yeah, perhaps I'll just confiscate your keys, Klaus, and let myself out the front door.
But wait.
I'm busy. Get your own supply of delicious long-term storable food by dialing 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Is your privacy important to you? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by bureaucracies? A Pure Trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a Pure Trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
Regardless of the dollar price involved, 1 ounce of gold would purchase a good quality man's suit at the conclusion of the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the presidency of Franklin Roosevelt, and today. You may not be in the market for a new suit, but you don't know what the future may bring. And gold is the one financial constant the world has ever known. It can always provide you with your basic needs. Whether you're looking for junk silver, old silver dollar rolls, gold bullion, or fractional tradable gold pieces, Kettle Moraine is your full-service representative with over 50 years of knowledge and personal experience. Visit FlyingEagleGold.com or call us at 623-327-1778 today for competitive prices on all your gold or silver needs. If you're looking for real financial insurance, call Kettle Moraine today at 623-327-1778. That's Kettle Moraine, 623-327-1778.
If you work in the private sector, you have to voluntarily assess yourself before you are obligated to pay income tax. That's what you did when you signed your employer's W-4 form. You made a contractual request to have a portion of your earnings sent to the IRS. Would you like to learn how to stop the government from reaching into your pockets? Call for information on the Freedom Bound Tax Freedom Program. Call 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or on the web at freedomradio.us. The proceeding is not to be construed as legal advice.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Micro Effect.
You know, in guerrilla warfare, you try to use your weaknesses as strength. If they're big and you're small, then you're mobile and they're slow. You're hidden and they're exposed. You fight battles you know you can win. That's where the Viet Cong did it. You capture the weapons and then use them against them the next time. That way they're supplying you. You grow stronger as they grow weaker.
Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile.
Welcome back to the Global Freedom Report. I'm your host, Brent Johnson. If you'd like to be part of today's show, the toll-free number is 888-747-1968. That's 888-747-1968 to go on the air live. You can also join us in our live chat room at www.globalfreedomreport.com. And by the way, if you're listening online, just take a few moments to vote for the show. Go to www.talkstreamlive.com. Click on the name of the show, The Global Freedom Report. Click on the name of the network, The Micro Effect Broadcast Network, and you're done. And you can vote two times per hour from a given IP address. We appreciate your vote and support and participation. We have a caller from New Jersey, Paul, calling in from New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Are you in the midst of the Hurricane Sandy aftermath?
I can hardly hear you. Can you hear me?
Paul? Yes, Paul.
Yeah, well, I was just calling in to more or less say hello and how we've been taken over. We've been taken over a long time ago, as you probably know.
Yeah, are you?
We're not voting
Paul,
for the
are you in the middle of the Hurricane Sandy? Are you in the path of Hurricane Sandy aftermath?
The president, or whatever head they call him, of the North American Union under the U.N.,
okay, I don't think Paul is hearing me. Paul, I think you're going to have to call back on a better line or something because you're obviously not hearing me here, and I've got to move on. But thank you. I appreciate the call very, very much. Disconnect Paul, and hopefully he'll call back again from a better line. Horace Cooper is a writer and legal commentator. He is also a research fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, a senior fellow with the Heartland Institute, and the director of law and regulation at the Institute for Liberty. Horace is an expert on U.S. intellectual property rights policy, the role of the Supreme Court in the American constitutional system, political forecasting, the legislative process, and federal labor law. He served in senior capacities in the George W. Bush regime, including stints as chief of staff at the Voice of America and the Department of Labor's Employment Standards Administration. Horace has appeared on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News, as well as in a variety of print publications. Horace Cooper, welcome to the Global Freedom Report. How are you?
I'm great. It's always an exciting opportunity to get a chance to reach out to so many of your listeners.
Well, thank you. You're a writer in legal commentary. Are you a lawyer?
I am. I used to be a law professor.
Okay, well, then my first question for you, what's your opinion on the state of the law in America, and specifically on adherence to the rule of law, and also on the number of federal laws that have been enacted or instituted?
Well, that's a big question. My first take on it is that we have moved dramatically away from a notion that the law itself is a useful tool to manage people that mostly try to manage themselves. We now are more of a society in the modern era where people can't be trusted, or it's perceived that they can't be trusted, and we're micromanaged. And instead of a notion that the law conforms to the natural order and expectations that people would have, we have a situation where, in many instances, the law expects you to do the very opposite. We have the law forcing people to make priorities out of considerations and concerns that they may not do in private concerns or considerations that they may value. We are not, in the sense that you described, a nation governed by the rule of law, in the sense that quite often precedents, the notion that the law that is out there, that exists, that alerts people, is ignored. We have executive orders that can waive existing law. We have outright defiance. In many instances, prosecutorial discretion allows the government to just ignore altogether existing laws. So while we haven't completely kicked to the curb the concept or notion of the rule of law, we have gotten it in quite a few ways away from the notion of it, as certainly as our founders would have considered it.
How does that make you feel as a lawyer? How does that make you feel?
Well, I don't try to deal too much in feelings, but I will say this. One of the reasons why I have been so active in trying to influence public policy is to let people understand the consequences of these changes. Just as the rule of law in some instances is almost an archaic concept, the notion that our country, America, is a republic has also become sort of an outdated concept, and there are far more people who understand the concept of democracy. We're supposed to be a democratic republic, a governmental system based on the rule of law, operated in a federal fashion, with the primary purpose of protecting the rights of individuals. Pure democracy is unconcerned with the rights of individuals, and it's not necessarily concerned with rightness per se.
Well, I think that's well said. You know, the best example of a pure democracy I know is two wolves and a sheep deciding what to have for dinner. And that just about says it all.
Well, that has little to do with rightness and a lot more to do with what people have an opportunity to do and what resources and that they have accessible. We are better as a society to the degree that we recognize the benefits of the rule of law and that we recognize the benefits of rightness as a concept, as opposed to simply allowing state to issue edicts and then learning from those edicts what our priorities ought to be.
Let me put a bookmark in it there. We're up against the clock. We got a break coming. Then we got a long segment. We got a lot to talk about. My guest is Horace Cooper, Director of Law and Regulation at the Institute for Liberty. We'll be right back after these words. This is the Global Freedom Report.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Many of you have purchased Life Change Tea and have experienced the positive effects from drinking this all-natural cleansing tea. I wanted to remind all that listen that Life Change Tea also has other wonderful all-natural products that help reduce sickness, fatigue, and much more. Our newest product, Artaquil, helps with blood disease and viruses. And then we have our all-natural sea vegetables, or our eighth elements. We even carry Dr. Christopher's Hawthorne Berry Syrup, which helps greatly with the heart. You might say we're a little health supplement store. Proven products with tons of testimonies. Don't be in bondage to sickness. Get out now. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can order by phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Study our website at GetTheTea.com. Godspeed to good health.
Is your privacy important to you? Is having all of your assets well organized one of your priorities? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by government bureaucracies? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then now's the time to find out about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust. A Pure Trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a Pure Trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. You can find out more about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust and schedule a trust consultation simply by calling toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or log on to www.freedomradio.us. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
You can feel that squeaky clean sensation like none other with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in any other oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil, Vitamer effectively whitens teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit us online at Vitamer.com. That's VitamyR.com. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural. Available at participating health food stores nationwide.
The time is now. As the walls are closing in on America, Republic Magazine is a beacon of light guiding those that fight for freedom and the restoration of America. Republic Magazine is the ultimate activist tool. Republic Magazine digs in deep to expose the lies and offers real solutions from the experts. No other publication in America offers the real news like Republic Magazine. Get copies to give to friends, family, and neighbors, or simply order a subscription for yourself at republicmagazine.tv. Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight against the New World Order. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription online at www.republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. or call them toll-free at 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
This is The Micro Effect.
The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
My name is Ernest Hancock. I'm publisher of freedomsphoenix.com, and you're listening to the Global Freedom Report.
Freedom fever.
Fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives. So if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me, outside the gates of Parliament, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgotten.
Freedom fever. Spread it around.
The Creator stands on his own judgment. The parasite follows the opinions of others. The Creator thinks. The parasite copies. The Creator produces. The parasite loots. The Creator's concern is the conquest of nature. The parasite's concern is the conquest of man. The Creator requires independence. He neither serves nor rules. He deals with men by free exchange and voluntary choice. The parasite seeks power. He wants to bind all men together in common action and common slavery. He claims that man is only a tool for the use of others, that he must think as they think, act as they act, and live in selfless, joyless servitude to any need but his own.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Welcome back to the Global Freedom Report. I'm your host, Brent Johnson. If you'd like to be part of today's show, the toll-free number from anywhere in the U.S. and Canada is 888-747-1968. That number again, 888-747-1968, if you'd like to go on the air live. Now, if you're located outside of the U.S. and Canada, then it is a toll call, but because of that, we'll make sure you get on the air post-haste, like immediately. And that number is 001-208-935-0094. You can also join us in our live chat room and ask your questions and make your comments from there at www.globalfreedomreport.com. And by the way, if you are listening online, please take a few moments to vote for the show. It's real easy. You go to www.talkstreamlive.com, click on the name of the show, The Global Freedom Report, click on the name of the network, The Micro Effect Broadcast Network, and voila, you have voted. And you can vote 2 times per hour from your IP address. So vote and vote again, and then do it again next hour. We really do appreciate your support and your participation. My guest is Horace Cooper. He is Director of Law and Regulation at the Institute of the Institute for Liberty. He's a writer. He's a legal commentator. Welcome back, Howard. I have a question from the chat room before we get started with my questions for you. And it kind of goes to what you were talking about with the rule of law has kind of been abandoned to a large degree in the United States. The question was, how do the slaves become the masters once again?
How do the slaves become the masters once again? Well, that's kind of an abstract. If we're talking about the intention of the founders to have citizens free to operate and make decisions about their lives, and how we've moved away from that to a system where quite often we are very limited in the kinds of freedoms that we can exercise and how much liberty that we have, it's essential that, first of all, that we become informed and educated about the benefits of liberty. It almost seems axiomatic that people would see, understand, and comprehend that liberty is at risk, and that they would automatically operate in a fashion to protect it. But it turns out it's not that simple. Many of us are prepared to take 20 pieces of silver and hand over our liberty for the comfort that we can get, the assurance that we can get, for the guarantees that we can get. So I would start with, we need to actually comprehend for ourselves the value of liberty. After that, we need to consider acting in a way that is consistent with liberty. There are some people who will say, repeat, even volunteer the right words, and perhaps they mean them, except for the sense of acting out on their own. Obviously, you're in a coma, you've been in a car accident, and you're passed out. You can't be responsible for yourself. But when we talk about people in their everyday circumstances, most of us actually can be responsible, can value liberty, can act in a way that minimizes the likelihood that we will need to forfeit our liberty. So actions are part of that. If you are a person who is actively receiving the benefits that the society offers in exchange for your liberty, it is hard for you then to have the ability to exercise liberty yourself.
Wow, well said.
Beyond action?
I was going to say that's very, very well said. Essentially, what you're saying is something I've said for many years. If you that which you value, you defend, you preserve, you protect. So if you value liberty above all else, you will defend it, protect it, preserve it above all else.
Absolutely.
Very, very well said.
All the race is on, and here comes pride of the Baxter. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of running. Who looks crashed for another saint? The race is on, and it looks like heartaches. And the winner is on.
And the race is on, and we're going to be coming around the stretch on Tuesday. You are something of an expert on political forecasting, Horace Cooper. What do you see happening on Tuesday in the presidential elections, and how do you think the country will change, if at all, as a result?
Well, here we have a case of a society looking over the last 4 years and assessing whether or not the benefits to the individuals exceed the consequences to the individuals. This ought to be an election that's really about fundamental questions. It ought to be an election about what kind of a nation we're going to be. It ought to be an election about what kind of people that we are. I'm afraid, however, it's just going to be a much simpler election, an election called, I hired you to handle some duties for me. Did you do them well? I don't think you did them well, so I'm sending you away. Now, I haven't given you a lot of guidance. In fact, I've probably asked you to do a bunch of things that were inconsistent. I've been pressing you, on the one hand, to do more while asking to pay less for it. And you failed at it. So in this instance, I believe the American people are likely to declare that our president, Mr. Obama, has been a failure. But it is not an indictment of Mr. Obama's belief system per se, although I would tie his belief system to part of the reason for failure. But the American people aren't necessarily rejecting the idea that all of the kinds of things that Mr. Obama stands for ought to be rejected. It's he hasn't competently been able to deliver. A bipartisanship may be good, it may be bad. It really does depend on whether we're talking about the two wolves and the sheep. The notion that government is able to do some things well is an arguable one, and yet we're not having that discussion. We're having a discussion about whether or not the attempted takeover of America's healthcare system in this particular fashion is appropriate. What we're not having a discussion about is, isn't it my individual responsibility as a Christian, as a person motivated by ethics, to aid my neighbor and not to use government to coerce my neighbor to pay for my neighbor's health care? we're not having first principle discussions this election.
In other words, what you're saying is that we're basically looking at the Band-Aids and seeing whether he applied the Band-Aids well. We're not looking at whether or not the actual system itself is inimical to our interests.
Exactly. And were we doing that tomorrow, the Tuesday discussion could be phenomenally consequential. We are likely, and I say it with some lament, we are likely to simply push back the coming destruction of American society by another generation based on saying to this guy, you've mishandled. It is my hope that there are people that are going to rise up, that there are going to be people like the Tea Party movement who start talking about basic principles, who get elected and say, I want to ask first principle questions. Why do we believe the government has this responsibility? Why are we asking for people to use the force of government to get our neighbor to do a thing? If my neighbor is free not to do a thing in the private sector, are we comfortable arguing that we're going to still impose on them a duty to do it in the public sector? We look at so many of the private sector activities that are still happening in America, and we see how successful they are. You're almost never going to succeed in making a difference in the life of another human being, whether they're an alcoholic, whether they have a reading difficulty, maybe they're just chronically unemployed. You're never going to be able to hire that out to a government agency and expect some sort of long-term success. What you can do is have humans sharing of themselves, heart to heart, soul to soul, reaching out to other people and actually making a difference. It turns out it costs less, it's a little bit more time-consuming, but it's much more effective. And yet, that's not the conversation that we're having in this election.
No.
And until we start having that conversation, we're not going to change things substantially in America.
I tend to agree with you. Do you believe the Senate will get a Republican majority? And if so, assuming a Romney win, do you see a repeat of the G.W. Bush regime where Republicans had both houses of Congress and the Republican president used that partisan majority to implement draconian measures and essentially wage war on the world?
Well, it depends. The short answer to your question is this. I do not believe that we're going to have a replica of the G.W. Bush administration. This mandate, the Band-Aids, is going to actually be quite time-consuming in and of itself. Getting the economic growth going that we need to get going, limiting how we're going to make these transitions in a 20%+ reduction in federal outlays, those are going to be quite time-consuming, taking at least 2 to 3 years going through the second midterm election before we'll even start seeing the benefits and consequences of these changes. So when you ask me, will there be global or worldwide type policy shifts that we're going to witness, I don't contemplate that we are going to. What I would say, however, is that it would be pleasant, it would be positive, if other countries saw the changes that we are making in terms of a slight shift, not going in reverse, just slowing the ship down in terms of how much debt we take on, in terms of how quickly government takes off on new liberties away from citizens, that others notice and recognize the value of also slowing down.
Well,
I see a worldwide impact on that.
Well, on that note, it seems as if every successive presidential regime, I call them regimes because I find the term administration to be propaganda. We call an ally's presidency an administration. We call an enemy's presidency a regime. I just call them all regimes. But it seems as if every successive presidential regime simply uses its power to further trample rather than restore the Constitution. Has the Constitution truly become irrelevant in the sense that nobody is forcing the government to stay within its limitations, and when government officials violate this supposedly highest law of the land, there are never any repercussions. No one is ever held accountable or punished.
Well, we started our conversation off with that very question, and I'm afraid to say, in many instances, the Constitution is treated as hortatory language, as useful guideposts. Maybe it provides a couple of insights here and there, but in its broad sense of being a demarcation to protect the liberty of individuals, in many instances, the very people tasked with doing this have failed. They are much more interested in social or counter-revolutionary social agendas, whether we're talking about abortion or gay rights or even rewriting criminal law in a way that separates punishment from consequences. There's been far more willingness on the part of the judiciary to take on those roles than the far more modest roles of making sure that the contract that society entered into is enforced and maintained even by people, and it's especially the case, even by people who think that they operate with the majority on their side.
Well, then you raised the judiciary, and you're something of an expert on the Supreme Court in the constitutional system we have. Has the Supreme Court, which is not supposed to be influenced by politics, become a political body?
Well, it is now costing nearly as much to pay. I'm not sure how to say it because we don't have candidates in the sense that people running for election. But the nomination campaign costs have already exceeded that of your typical House of Representatives race, and they have exceeded that of your large state Senate races. They've far exceeded most of the governor races. The actual cost can be somewhere between $50 and $70 million, the fight over a nomination. And we have managed to transform this process from one that is supposed to be serious, one that is supposed to be about the process of ensuring that liberty is protected by making sure that the majority's interests, they conflict with the contract, our Constitution, that those are held at bay, instead of that role, to place on the field people who will, in fact, call strikes, balls, call home runs, a double, or whatever we want them to do rather than actually enforce the law. And it only has the effect of making a mockery out of the notion of the rule of law. And in other words, it undermines our ability to continue to have people do so. And we increasingly find situations where people say, why should I be bound by the ruling of this court? It's just as political as the mob.
So, indeed, is that kind of a yes to my question? Has the Supreme Court become a political body?
The Supreme Court is a highly, intensively political body, and we as a society have led to that, and I see nothing about it changing anytime soon, unfortunately.
Well, staying on that same tack, in the recent Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare, the Affordable Medical Whatever Act, Chief Justice John Roberts Jr., in blatant violation of the Constitution, ruled that the federal government has unlimited taxing authority. Now, I can point to no less than two places in the Constitution where it clearly indicates that there shall be no direct taxes without apportionment. In other words, the government clearly does not have unlimited taxing authority. How do you explain this blatantly incorrect ruling by Justice Roberts, which violates every principal tenet of constitutional rule of law?
Politics.
Is that it?
Do you want me to expand on that?
Yes, please.
So, the Supreme Court and its Chief Justice decided that if they were to strike down this particular so-called landmark social legislation, it would redound to the detriment of the Supreme Court's esteem. Now, normally the court isn't concerned about whatever this notion is, as our framers contemplated, this esteem of the court. However, I only look at the ruling, understand my take on the law itself, and see that this is inconsistent with precedent. It's inconsistent with the Constitution. It addressed issues that were only raised at the last minute by the court, and which got no other members to join him with. This was a concurrence, and so it has the rule of law, because we accept that a concurring opinion, even though it is the statement of one man, has this authority. This was politics pure and simple. I don't know how one can look at it otherwise.
But what I don't understand is that there clearly is a majority and probably a large majority of the American people who don't want this mandate. So from a purely political perspective, wouldn't it have made more sense for him to rule according to the Constitution and say Obamacare is toast?
Well, part of the reasons why our framers didn't contemplate the idea of the court being political is they're not really good at it. They looked at the fact that Congress pushed this through, violating a number of rules of the Congress itself to do so, not to mention the president's pledge to operate in a transparent and open fashion. They watched this and concluded that this law needed to have deference precisely because it had been adopted by we in the legal community referred to as the political branches. They had come together and reached this conclusion, and this Chief Justice decided that he was going to find a way not to strike down. Now, I will tell you, this ruling was extremely disingenuous. I'm going to quibble with you somewhat. He actually did not rule that the federal government had an unlimited tax power. What he essentially did was push to a later set of hearings how far and to whom do the existing tax powers that are out in this ruling apply to. I imagine that you're going to see simple majorities, unless of course we have more politics, you're going to see simple majorities on the court ruling that the traditional restraints on taxing authority are going to apply, and we're going to see this particular case collapse. But it isn't useful to have it collapse in the future. It was useful to have it collapse while everyone was watching. If you want to make sure,
hang on a second. Horace, I got to stop you. We're up against the hard clock. We've got more time coming up after this, but this is the end of our...
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Would you like to preserve your property for your family? Are you tired of the government intruding in every aspect of your life? Freedom Bound International is a common law private membership organization dedicated to the preservation of personal freedom, privacy rights, and the Declaration of Independence. As a member of Freedom Bound International, you'll have access to products and services that will help show you how to preserve your property, lawfully avoid paying income tax, Social Security, and property taxes, and protect your privacy from government intrusion. Call 888-385-FREE or log on to www.freedomradio.us.
www.mitchellfinancial.com/us for books, tapes, and seminars that will absolutely show you how to take control of your assets and your life. Take your life and your freedom back today. Call toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 1-888-385-3733 or log on to www.freedomradio.com.